Sometimes you don't have to go back over 100 years to find a good Hornet story. Sometimes you just have to look back a year or two. It was February 14, 2019, and Matt Collin, who finished second in districts in wrestling, was one of 10 Hornet wrestlers in Columbia with eyes on a state medal. Collin took his 34-9 season record into the 16 wrestling bracket at 220 pounds. He opened with a 5-1 loss to a Moberly wrestler. His first consolation round was a bye due to an injury, which is very rare on the state level. That moved him into the second round of the consolation side. Collin knew this would be tough. He was facing a Kirksville wrestler that was 44-4 and had been ranked number one in the weight class the entire year. The match began, and the Kirksville wrestler was working hard against Collin, who was wrestling as hard as he could, like Coach Chad Smith had taught him. Then, in the blink of an eye, things went terribly wrong. With the score 6-4, the Kirksville wrestler tried a well-known move in the sport, a hard crossface against Collin. The crossface accidentally landed in the wrong place on Collin, who was temporarily knocked out. After Collin came to and was checked by medical officials, he was declared the winner, and the number one wrestler in the state from Kirksville saw his season end. However, Collin and Coach Smith had other ideas.
I told Coach Smith, I said, hey, tell the referees to go ahead and let him win because there's no way I was in the right state of mind. And he knew that was a good idea. Plus, it would have looked really, really bad on Chillicothe and Coach Smith and myself if I went on and wrestled for my medal. And so I told him, I was like, yeah, let's just go ahead and just scratch the next match and go ahead and see if we can give him the win.
The officials, who had already raised Collin's hand in victory, stuck by their decision. Collin was declared the winner but was unable to wrestle the match that would have guaranteed him a medal. But sometimes, a show of sportsmanship is more valuable than a medal. That's KCHI Local Sports. I'm Randy Dean.